Blog Talk Radio.
We are proud of our program sponsors. Tonight's show is sponsored in part by individuals who believe in the Bravo Campaign, a campaign of support for amazing ideas. As we continue to grow, making our current program stronger and our future projects even better, we welcome every dollar given by those who believe we are creating a special place in the world of publishing, representing some of the best books ever written by renowned American author Don S. McClure. Our continued growth would not be possible. And don't forget to listen every Friday to the best lifestyle show on the World Wide Web, featuring the best talk, the best music, and always the best information. The Don S. McClure Show.
Hey, do we have something new for you? Our new jazz segment, produced by renowned American author Don S. McClure. It's called All That Jazz Now. Our creative new jazz segment will take you on a listening adventure, featuring artists from around the world with talent you can appreciate, creating the sound of jazz. Some you've enjoyed in your local neighborhood club, in whatever city you call home, or on a weekend visit, searching for entertainment in a far-off place. Some artists will be names you've heard of, and some indie artists and voices just coming on the scene. So come join us every Wednesday from 7 p.m. to 9 Central Standard Time, featuring our new jazz segment. And don't forget to listen every Wednesday evening, where you will find All That Jazz Now.
Once in a lifetime does an author bring us such amazing stories filled with inspirational characters and adventures. Renowned American author Don S. McClure. In his book, Romantic Images of You, he pulls at your heartstrings with a couple that meet and fall deeply in love. You continue following this amazing love affair in The Gods and the Beginning of Life. In his book, I Love Writing a Fun Love Story, you meet a young writer who doesn't want to be famous and fights with his publisher to keep his life private. Within his books, you travel overseas in My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other. And when you read To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written, you find yourself wanting to save a life of someone you know. And on your journey through his writings, you examine your faith in Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. His abilities send our children on adventures to reach for the best in life, to believe in self-worth, and dreams do come true. Stories that warm the heart and leaves the reader with a smile. In Santa Claus vs. the Aliens and Santa Claus and the Robot Wars, you can find all of his amazing writings at dsmpublications.net. Yes, we are living in a time when an author touches our hearts and imagination. Renowned American author, Don S. McClure.
Good afternoon, and you are listening to All That Jazz Now. Today's show, an interview with Sheila Ray Charles. Actually, it's a replay. This was the last interview on radio that Sheila did before she passed. And she was a dynamic person, dynamic friend, and she wrote a great book, which today, our subtitle, Your Past Achievements Can Create a Lasting Story. You live your life full of ideas and excitement, along with learning experiences and issues. But through it all, there could be a book of advice for others through your life experiences. The sharing of a story can be one of your lasting achievements in the journals of your life. You know, a lot of people talk about writing a book, doing some other things, but at least Sheila had a chance to accomplish so many things, ups and downs, bad times, terrible times, but she also had some good times. And you're going to hear a lot of that in the interview that we did. So that's going to come on at about 7:45, 7:50. But before then, we got some music by her dad, Ray Charles. We got Bob Baldwin, Let's Rewind. We got a track by Billie Holiday. We have more Sheila Ray Charles. But we got Antonio Jackson and Melvin Pierce, Mark Elliott, James, P.J. Struggins. So we got a lot of great stuff. Just a lot of great things going on our show, and we're on air right now. So we got a lot of good things to do and say and play, and it's just all good. We got Night Air by Phil Davis. So we got a lot of things going on, and we know you're going to enjoy it. So we're going to create a really dynamic show. So I want you to stay tuned while we key in some great stuff. You know, the one thing about a show, you can always find some great artists. And that you can always find on the Don S. McClure Show. How about that? So people are tuning in, and this is going to be good. It's going to be great. It's going to be fantabulistic. So I'm looking forward to that. So let's get the show started, like I said. We got a lot of great stuff. Even Vanessa Williams doing one of my favorite shows. Hello. Vanessa Williams is bad. So let's get the show started. Let's see. I'm going to pull up Bob Baldwin. Let's Rewind. Jump right into the fire and soak this desire. Well, I'm knocking stuff over. And you know, when I want my mic to be really loud, it won't. But when I said, oh, let me knock this bowl of rice over. Then it's all on air. I'm like, okay, all right. My producer must have sabotaged my microphone. We're going to jump to a track, a live performance by the great Ray Charles, Hit the Road. And I like this track. I really like this track. It's really good. And, you know, it's one of those tracks that you just enjoy. So, you know, it's one of them things. But we're going to hit it. Hit the Road, Jack.
Hey, y'all. Listen, last night, I was from the Cats in the Band, and we were having a good time, you know. We had this little blackjack game going on, you know what I mean? And I somehow got lucky. And every time I tried to leave, they kept yelling at me. You know, they want to get their money back. So I stayed there until I had all of it. And you know, friend, I was so excited. I just left and I started whistling to myself. Oh, man, I'm thinking when I get home, my woman going to be so glad to see me. I know she going to open the door. And she going to open her arms. And I know she gonna open. I was wrong as hell. I tell you right now, she was waiting on me, all right, right in the middle of the living room floor. I couldn't believe what was happening. The woman went crazy. She stopped yelling and screaming at me, talking about it. I didn't quite understand it at first. You know what I mean? I guess if you said so, I'm gonna have to pack my things and go.
Guys, I gotta go. They said, come on, man, give me my money. He stayed and he won. And like he said, oh, man, my woman gonna be happy when I get home because I got a pocket full of cheddar cheese. He said when she went, when he hit the dough, his stuff was in the middle of the floor. And she said, they hit the road, Jack. He said, hey, wait a minute. I got cheddar cheese. She said, I don't care if it's Swiss. Get out of here. Oh, man, we're going to have a great show for you tonight. I don't know why I want to clown tonight. Tonight's interview, special, Sheila Ray Charles, the last interview she did before she passed. And she said in the hospital, I kid you not, bring me the phone. I got to talk to Don S. McClure. I'm on his show tonight. And the nurse said, but girl, you're sick. You just had an operation. She said, I don't care. Bring me the phone. I got to talk to Dawn. And you're going to hear her say it, because I know a lot of you think I'm kidding. But she's going to tell y'all, I got to talk to Dawn. We're going to have a great show for you tonight. We got some Phil Davis, Vanessa Williams, Michael Ross. But we got the interview with Sheila Ray Charles. And you better hit the road, Jack. Oh, let me play this track while I'm fooling around. We got to go back to the past for a minute. There's a Billie Holiday track that we got to play. And Billie was just awesome. What do they say? Awesome sauce? No, I think that's old now. They say awesome noodles. Get out of here.
You don't know what love is until you've learned the meaning of the blues. Until you've loved the love you've had to lose. You don't know what love is. Don't know how lips hurt until you've kissed and had the pain cause. Until you've flipped your heart and you have lost. You don't know what love is. Do you know how lost I feel? The thought of reminiscing and our lips that taste of tears lose their taste for kissing. You don't know our hearts burn for love that cannot live yet never dies. Until you face each dawn with sleepless eyes, you don't know what love is. Yet never dies. until you faced each dawn with sleepless eyes. You don't know what love is.
Oh, man, Billie Holiday, you don't know what love is. I think a lot of y'all out there, you don't know what no real love is. My producer on Skype looking at me like, Don, don't start tonight. He said he got in trouble when he went home to his wife. He said, quit listening to that, Don. That's what. Oh, man, we're going to take a quick break. It's 7:24, we have to. But when we come back, man, we got some more great jazz for you. And don't forget a special interview and more songs by Sheila Ray Charles herself and Ray Charles. So let's take a quick break on All That Jazz now, you know, because All That Jazz is what I do.
Hey, do we have something new for you? Our new jazz segment, produced by renowned American author Don S. McClure. It's called All That Jazz Now. Our creative new jazz segment will take you on a listening adventure, featuring artists from around the world with talent you can appreciate, creating the sound of jazz. Some you've enjoyed in your local neighborhood club, in whatever city you call home, or on a weekend visit, searching for entertainment in a far-off place. Some artists will be names you've heard of, and some indie artists and voices just coming on the scene. So come join us every Wednesday from 7 p.m. to 9 Central Standard Time, featuring our new jazz segment. And don't forget to listen every Wednesday evening, where you will find All That Jazz Now.
Lifetime does an author bring us such amazing stories filled with inspirational characters and adventures. Renowned American author Don S. McClure. In his book, Romantic Images of You, he pulls at your heartstrings with a couple that meet and fall deeply in love. You continue following this amazing love affair in The Gods and the Beginning of Life. In his book, I Love Writing a Fun Love Story, you meet a young writer who doesn't want to be famous and fights with his publisher to keep his life private. Within his books, you travel overseas in My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other. And when you read To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written, you find yourself wanting to save a life of someone you know. And on your journey through his writings, you examine your faith in Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. His abilities send our children on adventures to reach for the best in life, to believe in self-worth, and dreams do come true. Stories that warm the heart and leaves the reader with a smile. In Santa Claus vs. the Aliens, and Santa Claus and the Robot Wars. You can find all of his amazing writings at dsmpublications.net. Yes, we are living in a time when an author touches our heart and imagination. Renowned American author, Don S. McClure.
And I think they're talking about me, the great one. We got a great track we're about to play for you. Antonio Jackson, Grover's Delight. And as I say, go to YouTube, check out their tracks. you'll find a lot of the music that I play and some that you never heard of, but it's enjoyable. Tonight's our Wednesday night jazz show. Let's get it on, like popping the corn. Oh, you should see my producer's ass. He's like popping the corn. Oh, boy, you corny. I know it. Hey, let me play this track, though. One of the new artists we're playing, Antonio Jackson.
Thank you.
Oh, man, that was a double dose, what we call a back-to-back Antonio Jackson. And I just thought I'd hit you with that, since I kind of like it. That's called Santa Monica Drive. And the one before that was Grover's Delight. So check out Antonio Jackson. I thought I'd smooth it on in. So get your popcorn and little wine or Corona beer or whatever the heck it is, lemonade. Sit back. We're about to play the last interview of a young woman that was the daughter of one of the most famous men in the world, Ray Charles. So it was a great interview. And you're going to hear her say, yes, I got to talk to Don. Don is the man. But anyway, I like my interviews, and I think you're going to enjoy this one. This is a replay. And ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Miss Sheila Ray Charles.
Hello, hello, hello. Hi, Brother Don and family out there. How are you doing?
Girl, I am so excited to talk to you. I was out earlier, driving, ran into a train, crashed my wheels, ran over a cat, but I got it.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Glory to the Lord. Thank you. Thank God you are safe and well, brother.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a story in itself.
I'll tell you, he said, no. And I said, yes, and ran him over. No, I'm just kidding. I better cut that out for the anti-cruelty.
Yes, you better. Oh, you're going to have some animal activists on your butt if you don't.
I'm telling you, you didn't. So, Sheila, how you doing?
Awesome, brother. Well, you know what? I am amazingly, incredibly awesome. I have so much wonderful things happening in my life and traveling the world. And how can you complain when God has been so loving to you? I find no reason to complain. I don't care what's happening in my life. I take it as an opportunity to stand in my faith and to know that there's a greater power that I can tap into than myself. So I just keep it moving, Don. I keep it moving.
Well, you know what was so funny is I had your brother on the show. And he talked so much about you and
Kevin.
The family. Yeah, and he was such a joy to talk to. And then I said, you know what? I need to have Sheila on the show. And then you were visiting him when I called him. And he said, well, she's here. You could talk to her. And I said, oh, Lord, wait. Let me stop shaking. I'm talking to Sheila Ray Charles.
Well, I love that young man. He is really doing a powerful movement with rhythm and praise and making peace popular and really bringing a message of encouragement and empowerment to the younger generation through his music. Well, the music's for everybody, but right now our young kids are in such perilous times. They really need to be encouraged and to know that they are wonderful, wonderfully made, and young people can do anything that you aspire to if you put your mind to it. And Kevin's music really encourages that. And so I love what he's doing with Rhythm and Praise. And Lou Gossett was like a father to me. That man is so amazing. He has done so much for the community, so much for the African-American community, and he's an activist for positiveness. And I just love him so much. He really strives to encourage people to walk in the right path and do the right things. And so I just love Lou. He's very supportive of me and my career. And I've worked with him several times, even in the some award shows and things like that. So it's been awesome.
Well, that's great to hear. Now, let me ask you a question.
You know what? As a young girl, I grew up and I've always loved music. I mean, it was just like when I would hear a song, it would just move through me. I was always very connected to music. I had no idea until I was around the age of 12 that this is what I wanted to do. And so when I, at 12 years old, I went to my very first concert. I went and saw, I mean, they don't even do concerts like this anymore. This was probably one of the greatest concerts that ever existed. Excuse me. I went and saw Earth, Wind, and Fire, Donald Byrd and the Blackbirds, the Brothers Johnson, and Chaka Khan, all on the same show. And when I tell you that when I saw Earth, Wind, and Fire and heard Chaka Khan, it was like my whole world changed. That little girl, 5'1" or 2", however tall she is, just this little old thing, got up there, and I'm sitting in the third row, and she opened up her mouth and blew me all the way back to the back of the stadium with that voice. And I said, oh, my gosh, to be able to impact people's lives and to create such an atmosphere through music and through your voice got to be such a gift. And if I could have that gift, if I'm gifted with that, I would share it with the world. And I began to sing and became the first, the youngest child to be accepted at the Maurice Allard Academy for artists as a singer in California. And from there, it just escalated. And no, my father did not want any of the kids to be in the music industry. He wanted us to be lawyers, doctors, you know, anything we wanted to go to school for, he was willing to pay for it and hire our education to whatever degree we wanted to. But he just didn't want us to deal with the hardships and the backstabbing and the pain of the music industry. And of course, you know, I'm pretty hard-headed and always was the one that wanted to know how big of a 2x4 I needed upside my head. So I went for it. The music industry, it was something back then. It was really a tough journey, but I went for it, and I believe God gave me the talent. And so finally now things are coming into fruition that I've worked so hard for. Well, what made me decide to write my book is God himself. I'm going to tell you, Don, I really didn't want to share the story and my journey of what I went through. Once I went through it and I survived and God carried me through, I thought, you know, Lord, I made it through this. I'll do anything you want me to do. But I didn't want to, of course, expose all my deep, darkest. See, God said, Sheila, you know, I didn't just save you for you. I didn't save you so that you could bury what I redeemed you from. I saved you so that you could go around the world and share your story. And I will utilize the legacy of your father to open up doors that most evangelists and pastors and people of the cloth could not get into, because there are people out there that would never walk in the church that still need to hear your story of redemption, your story of empowerment, your story of being saved. And when God gave me that in my heart and spiritually called me to share my story with the world, I said, okay. It took me 2 years to write the book, but when I got finished writing the book, Don, it was one of the most healing experiences I've ever had. You know, when you start to talk about your life that includes, you know, 23 years out on crack cocaine, and it includes having crack cocaine addicted babies and going to prison and literally losing everything through an addiction because of childhood hurts and pains and sexual abuse and, you know, feeling abandoned by my father, because my father was such a huge entity in society and to the world. He was married to his women and married to the lifestyle that he had built and created. And so our father didn't have that intimacy relationship with us kids that we also desperately wanted. And so I believe, and I won't speak for my brothers and sisters, but evidence speaks for itself. We had that feeling that we really would have accepted more nurturing from our father and wanted more. You know, he loved the world, he loved the music, and we really wanted to be surrounded by that. But, you know, it's hard to balance the two. And so writing my book and sharing my story about the pains that I experienced and the hurts and the shames, and my mother was an alcoholic, even though she loved us with the greatest ability that she was able to, she was an alcoholic herself. And so we got to watch our mother go through a lot of pain, a lot of hurt and sorrows. And so, you know, sharing that story with people who would never expect for the daughter of Ray Charles to talk about these very painful and very intimate things of her life, I have watched it bring people to a healing place, to a change in their lives. And so as I started seeing my story affect people's lives, as I shared it, I knew that I had done the right thing by writing the book. And so I'm so grateful that I've written the book, Behind the Shame Called Beyond the Dark. Yes. Well, and that's the beauty of the book. I didn't just, a lot of times people will write a book and they'll just talk about, you know, the struggles and the pain and the drugs. And you know, it's almost like glorifying the life because they never talk about the redemption and go through, you know, being empowered to move through that and get to the other side of that victoriously. And that was the purpose of the book, is to show people that you can be victorious even though your fall is as great as it can possibly be. I mean, you couldn't have been in a more worse position than I was in. And well, and I'm not saying that you couldn't have been. I shouldn't say you couldn't be. But in my life, for me, that was the worst, that I was at the worst of the worst and the lowest of the lowest. And I didn't think in my mind for myself that I was going to ever come out of that. I mean, after years and years and years of doing the same thing, you think automatically that it's who you are. And to have a life-changing, rearranging experience through my relationship with Jesus Christ and finding my power through God, and then being able to go and share that, has been one of the most incredible experiences of my entire life. And to do that continuously, you know, people ask me all the time, how do you do what you do? Your schedule is so overwhelming. You're here one day, you're in Alaska one day, you're in Japan one day, you're in Germany one day, and it's God that keeps me moving. And it's seeing the hope in someone else's eyes through the word of my testimony that keeps me going. It's a place of humbleness. It's a place of gratefulness. It's a place of seeing God move through you, and there's no greater job in the world than that to me.
Man, and that is so deep. Hey, I want you to stick with us for a minute. I got to take a quick break, and when I come back,
okay. We're
going to talk more to Sheila Ray Charles. And I'm like, yeah, well, you know, she's on the Don S. McClure show. It's open the eyes, open them up.
Don, you know how you do it, Bruce. I'm telling you.
I even learned what a boo is. I said, okay, what's a boo? Producers and Don. Get on out of here.
Oh, brother, I love you.
With Sheila Ray. All right.
I was leaving an exercise class.
All of a sudden, the pain started. My entire chest, shortness of breath, very fatigued,
nauseated. Thought that it was nothing much, maybe just stress.
You're having a heart attack. I'm healthy. I'm young. There's no way it could be my heart. No way. Heart disease doesn't discriminate. Listen to your body. Go get checked. Heart disease is the number one killer in women, and this is something that we can fight.
And we're back tonight on the Don S. McClure Show, and we're talking to the enlightened, the empress of music, the daughter of the famous Ray Charles, and she's made her own darn name, so she's just as popular, just doing her thing, the Sheila Ray Charles. I need to be your PR agent.
My brother. The empress, I got to tell you, that's the first brother, and I think I like it. Sheila Ray Charles. Amen, brother.
I like it.
What a pleasure it is to it's such a pleasure to be with you tonight and to be able to talk about the blessings that are in my life. I am truly, truly grateful, brother. Truly.
Well, you know what? Again, I believe that when we share stories, people out there, no matter what they're going through, or even if they aren't going through anything, you inspire them by saying,
yes,
this is about me. And it's like you said, it's kind of difficult.
Yes.
You don't always want to go around and say, this is the daughter of Ray Charles. You want to say, wait a minute. I mean, I understand that, but I got a name. My board's lit up with blue lights. People are listening to you. And they want to know, where can they get your book? Because I want to get a copy of it. Don, I'm going to
send you one. You got one coming.
No worries. Just you inbox me your address and I'll get it out to you. But I really want people to go to SheilaRayCharles.com. That's Sheila, S-H-E-I-L-A, Ray, R-A-Y-E, Charles.com. And all you have to do is sign up for the fan club, leave a message, and order the book online. You can order it through Amazon, and you can order it right off the website. And let me know if you want it signed. I'll get it out to you as soon as possible. You can also reach out to me at paltz@aol.com. That's pmaltz at aol.com. And send a message and say I'd like to order a book, and we can work with you through that way too as well. Or just call into the office, call One Way Up Enterprises and say I'd like to order a book at 612-876-7964. And Pat, who's my manager, will get everything worked out.
Well, what I'm going to do is I have a sister that I'm just wild about. She's an evangelist. She's in Iowa. And I'm going to order a book, and I want you to sign it for her. Her name is Pastor Yolanda Black. And I'm telling you, Sheila, if you heard her on the radio, you would not believe she was 80 years old. She got her own radio show. She runs around every day. When you hear her voice, you'll say, this girl got to be at least 35, 40. And she is a
hoot. Oh, praise the Lord.
She's got a
but
show.
But you know
called
what? God will renew your youth. If you are obedient and faithful in doing what he's called you to do, because I'm telling you, God has renewed my youth. I feel so on fire to do his work and his will in my life and to share the hope that I have in Christ with others. And there's such a great need in our youth in this day and age where everything goes, brother, and they are accepting anything as good, from drugs to just sexual promiscuity, all of the things that cause us to have emotional issues. We have become desensitized to how they affect us in our bodies. And I mean, and even people that the young people look up to and aspire are listening to songs that say things like, Papa Molly, I'm sweating. Molly is a drug that eats a hole in your brain, and they're crying. Breaking and glorifying everything, you know, being disrespectful to your body. And we have got to give these young people a different hope and something that is eternal and something that can change their lives and something that can bring them hope instead of destruction. Because if you continue in these behaviors, all of a sudden you start to have psychological issues about your actions, and you don't even realize that you're doing it to yourself. It all seems fun, you know, when you're going through the process, but in the end, and I know this from experience, you know, I started out, I smoked my weed, took my pills, pop pills, you know, hung out with the boys, did everything, but as I got older and these things started affecting me emotionally, and I could see my life spiraling down further and further and further, you know, I knew that I needed something greater in my life. And so we, you know, as authors, brother, with the incredible work that you're doing through your stories and encouragement, you know, we've got to encourage people around the world to do and to be who God's called them to be, excuse me.
Yeah. Well, you know, you said something that's important, and it's like the day I talked to you on the phone at your brother's house. Immediately, I said, well, I have a new book. You said, Don, don't worry about it. I'm going to order a copy. And my thing is, the more we support each other and bring each other
absolutely
into the front lines, we grow. We all grow. There's no little eyes and big U's or big U's, and I don't know what they can say. But anyway, I just know that
you better believe it, brother. And I heard a few titles on your list that I've got to have. And so I had told you when we talked the first time that I am going to read tonight. That's my intention. You know, Don, I'm going to tell you something. I'm a walking, breathing miracle even as we speak right now. I just came out of surgery yesterday. The doctors cannot believe it. They're like, how are you walking around? How are you moving? How do you spend the time? And it's God. It's all my faith in God and in the Word that I'm where I'm at today. And so I'm sitting right now in a hospital room. promised me during this interview. No, and I am alive, I am well, I am healed, and I'm giving God all the glory, and I'm on the diaper show. Hey,
there
hallelujah.
You go, girl. You
life is good.
I'll tell you, girl, I talk to him all the time. He's a dog. Stop using that Cecil B. DeMille voice for me. I go like, what? But girl, that is glory. That's a testimony.
Yes, I told the nurses, I said, I am in a hospital room right now, having had just major surgery yesterday morning, and 8 hours the surgery was. And I'm up, I'm walking around, I am praising God, and Don, again, I brag not of myself. There's no way that I could not to do this without the power of God moving in me and being with me and God standing beside me and seeing me through this whole process. In August of last year, I was diagnosed with a cancerous lump in my right breast. And I said, God, if you be for me, I say the things, what can come against me? And the Lord just has kept me through this whole process. I never missed one beat. I did chemotherapy, and I just had the lump removed from my breast. And I'm telling you what, the doctors come in, and they're just like amazed at how I'm already healing. They're like, this is unusual. And I said, my God promised me that I would not be embarrassed or put to shame. He gave me a scripture, Isaiah 54. He said, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. And that my new name was Shiloh, which means peace. And he said, walk with peace and the blessed assurance of knowing that I am with you and will never leave you nor forsake you. And this journey has just drawn me so close to God. It has drawn me. I understand that there is nothing that God can't defeat in your life if you walk in the wisdom and the assurance, the blessed assurance that he's given us, knowing that he's there. And so that's how I've been, and this has just been an awesome journey. The proof, like I said, is in the fact that here I am, less than 24 hours later, talking to you on the phone, walking around, eating, just had a day full of my friends and family being here, and everybody has just been in awe at the recovery that I've had. And
man, this is such an enlightening moment. I mean, you are a dynamic woman. Can't get over the amazement of how far you've came. We're talking to Sheila Ray Charles on the Don S. McClure Show, and of course I am the one and only Don S. McClure, but I am enjoying this show so much. She is a jewel. And we're back, and we're still talking to Sheila Ray Charles. I needed a little water, too, at the same time. Sheila, let me ask you a question. What advice do you have for young artists trying to get into the business?
Well, first things first is become very educated in the business. That would be the first thing that I would advise. Get to know about management. Get to know about what's happening with copyrights and royalties and how to properly get your music copywritten. And always practice. If you want to be a singer, sing in the shower, sing at home, sing walking down the street, sing at all times. If somebody says, let me hear you sing, don't be like, oh, shy. And, you know, if you're going to do this, it's going to take every effort on your behalf to do this. And I also would have to advise every person, if you're going to be in the music industry, to get spiritually rooted and grounded, because I wasn't when I got in the music industry. I was for everything and with everything, and got involved in the drugs and the, you know, of Hollywood lifestyle. And, you know, you would be shocked at the people who do some of the things that they do and what happens behind the scenes in the music industry. And it's even now more powerful with the, you know, blossomment and the darkness that's in the music industry is real. And people think it's a joke and they laugh about it, but there's a very dark side to the music industry. And if you are not rooted and grounded, you can fall deeply into that and can find yourself in a world of hurt. And so I encourage people to know who they are, to be rooted and grounded. Well, first, let me put it in the order that it really should be, to be rooted and grounded in our Heavenly Father, in God and Jesus Christ. That's what I believe is the truth and has sustained me for all these years that I have developed a relationship, not religion. I'm talking about a relationship with God, getting rooted and grounded in that, knowing the business that you're getting into, knowing all the ins and outs, knowing about management, knowing about percentages, knowing about royalties and copyrights, and all of that stuff right now with the internet is so easily accessible. There's so much information that you can get now that so that your knowledge when you walk into a situation when you are basically opening yourself or selling yourself to a management company or a record label or something like that, or even starting your own record label, doing independent. A lot of artists are doing that now because there's so many avenues for you to be able to move your music through the internet, through social media, through all of the wonderful tools that are available. So if you're knowledgeable in that and of course, branding yourself, making sure that you have a positive brand and a continual brand. You can't branch off and be one thing one day and this the next. You know, if you're going to brand yourself, brand it, and, you know, prayerfully you're somebody who's going to be speaking about something that's positive and encouraging. But whatever your brand is, you know, market your brand and get yourself out there in that way. And then, of course, like I said, your gift and your talent must be nurtured. So practicing, continually visualizing and seeing yourself where you want to be, write your vision down and make it plain. These are things that just help you to stay focused on being in the industry. And this is no easy task. You know, you don't find too many quick stars. People have to work hard to get into the industry, especially in this day and age, because there's so much talent out there. I mean, it's a tough place to be, but if you work hard at it and you trust in what you believe in, have faith in yourself, have faith in God, and know that your gift is for the world, for you to share with the world, then you can become whatever you want to be. And so I encourage people to just get to know what they're doing, be rooted and grounded in the spiritual foundation that's greater than themselves, and practice.
Go ahead.
You want to be saying something, too. You know, I look at some of these things. Oh, my gosh. Some of these songs and lyrics that are out, yeah, they're playing on the radio. But I think about these artists, and I go, in 20 years, do you think you want to be singing about the Laffy Taffy? I mean, these are songs that don't even make sense, that the words mean nothing. They're not encouraging. And with these young, oh my gosh, these young kids talking about bees, you're a bee, you're my hoe, you're my this, you're my that. When you get older in life, when you sit back and you want to push replay, is this the type of music that you really think that you're going to want to listen to and hear and pass on to your grandchildren, or, you know, say this is, you know, it's just very discouraging when I hear some of the music that's out there, because there's just really a lot of music that's not saying anything. And so I encourage artists that are coming up and coming out to think first about what it is that you want to represent and how you want to look back. One of the things that I love about my father and his career, father was consistent, and he's one of very few artists that peaked out and then stayed there. Most artists went up and down and up and down, and their careers were, but my father never did. He went up and he soared all the way out the door. Said why, the reason why his career was like this, every show was sold out, every album went platinum, was because he always did good music. And he said, you know, good music, if it's good once, it's always going to be good. People would come to his shows and they would expect to hear the song, certain songs, because there was the songs that were tender to their hearts. There were songs that brought back memories. There were songs that they could remember their mama playing, or, you know, and they could be very comfortable in listening to them and singing those lyrics and feeling the way that they did when they heard that music. And so my father's career was always successful. He never went down. He went up and he stayed there. And so I love that about him. And what he taught me was, if you like good music, it's always going to be good. It never goes away. And I have found it to be true. The music that I wrote in prison and back in 2001 and 2002, and I sing those songs all over the world, even unto today, even though I've added to, of course, my musical list, of course, has grown, but I still sing those songs that I wrote back then, and lives are still touched because they're saying something. I was talking about a very serious time in my life where pain had taken over, but yet joy came. Sing those lyrics to people, and they're effective in changing people's lives. And so it's really important as an artist, once you get in position where you've got an ear that is listening, make sure you're saying something.
Well, see, that's, and I'm glad you said that again. I keep telling the write something with some substance. Sure, you can put out a book in 2 weeks. You can do it in 10 days. But is it going to be, you're still reading, they still talk about Langston Hughes. They still talk about Shakespeare. And these people have been gone for God knows how long. They're still playing your dad's Georgia on my mind. You could go any place.
Yes.
I was looking at some videos the other day. In Holland, there was two girls and a guy singing Hit the Road, Jack. He had on his sunglasses, and they had violins and ukulele playing Hit the Road, Jack, yes. Don't come back no more. But I'm saying that's what you want out of a career. You want them to say,
exactly.
I don't care. I still play Frank Sinatra. I don't care how long he's been gone or whatever. I still play Ella Fitzgerald. You still find people doing
yes.
the same songs that some of the jazz greats do.
Yes.
They just redo them.
That's right.
That means that's the
yes.
power of your work.
And that's the power of your work. And, boy, if you can leave a legacy like that, you've done something. And that's what I think that some of these new artists that are coming out, they don't really care. All they care about is they're going to be, you know, famous today. They're going to make a lot of money right now. And mm-hmm. that's all they're caring about. They don't really care about the legacy that they're leaving. And not all of them, but many of them. It's more important to have the bling bling and the women and the fast cars and the fancy houses now, and they're not looking at what happens later on in their lives and how what's the legacy they're going to leave when they leave out of here. And to me, that is so important, especially for my children and for my grandchildren, today. When they think about their grandmother and they hear about the work that she did, that it would be a work that is memorable and something they can be proud of.
Well, you know what? I just left my mentor's funeral earlier, getting to the studio, and I gave that same message to his family. And if you could have been there, Sheila, they were just so enthralled. But I told them he was such a great mentor, and he's worked with some of everybody and done great photographs. I have a new book coming out called What Price Freedom. And
mm-hmm.
in the photography section, he is the first picture past Gordon Parks. And there's some heavyweights in there. But because he was such a great mentor to me, I know he's looking down saying,
yes.
I must have left an impression, because this man has just put me in his new book in famous African-American
yes.
photographers. And his picture's the first one, and I'm taking a copy to his family next week. But that's what you're talking about. He will be
awesome.
Around. And when they told me he passed, I said, I got to go there. And they asked me to speak. And, I mean, the people were just enthralled with how much admiration I had for him. So this is what you're talking
yeah.
about. You want somebody to say, when they do the plays about somebody's life, that's when you know you did something, that you left a
yes,
legacy.
That's right.
That's going to go on forever.
That's right. Oh, brother, isn't it the truth? I tell you.
Well, Sheila, for one more time, give us
you know,
that where to get the book,
yeah.
and I want you to sign a book for my sister. Matter of fact, I got a couple of people I want to get your books for, so I got about two or three orders I'm going to have to put in, because I want them to have this as a gift.
Amen, amen. Both of you, you know, just call us personally and call Pat, and she'll get you hooked up. I want to give you yours personally, and then if you, whoever you want to buy some for, that's fine, but I want to give you yours. And you just go to SheilaRayCharles.com. That's Sheila, S-H-E-I-L-A, Ray, R-A-Y-E, C-H-A-R-L-E-S.com. Join up in the fan club, and then go in there, and you can order the book on site, or you can call 612-876-7964. That's office. You know, that's Pastor Memphis from One Way Up, and speak with her. She can get your book ordered. You can go on Amazon and get your book there. But I encourage you to go on the website. That way, if you want to order it from there, then you can leave a message if you want me to sign it, and I'll personally autograph it and get it out to you. And for you, brother, calling in will be the best way and get it done. Absolutely, brother. Absolutely. It's all about the love. There's nothing to be, you know, if you're not motivating and moving in love, there's nothing left for you. The thing that's going to change the world, it's the only thing that's going to move the mountains that are coming up against us. And if we don't all come together in one accord and in love, we're going to have a major, major problem in this near future. And the world is getting more and more perilous, and that's going to be our way out, is coming together in one accord and loving each other in the power of God. And so I love expressing love and showing it in the best way I possibly can. And so anything we can do together, brother, to express love, I'm in.
I know. I believe it. I believe, girl, you're in a hospital talking to me. I am just blown away. I am blown away. I haven't had anybody call me
from
the hospital.
Well, you know what? God gave me the willpower and the courage. I said, Lord, if it be your will, when we set this interview up, I said, God, if it be your will, I will be alive, awake, and full of fire and encouragement so that you get all the glory, Father. So if this be your will for me to be on this interview, man, I'm telling you what, I got fired up before the top of this call, but Lord gave me a second, third, fourth, and fifth wind. I'm ready to run the race. I'm ready to run around the hospital. I have all these nurses acting crazy. They'll be like, what's wrong with you, girl? So, did you just have surgery yesterday? Major surgery. And but you know what? God is faithful. I feel wonderful. And once again, having an opportunity to show the world the power of God, and his reality is so true, lives and breathes in me. And without him, I am nothing. And I am so grateful that he is, because he said if I stood on his word, his word that is quick and powerful, his word that won't come back void, his word that is alive and working, his word that he hastens to perform, that I was going to be all right. And so I just started declaring and decreeing that I'm healed through Christ's stripes, that he sent his word to heal me and has separated me from all destruction. And I'm telling you, my God has been faithful in showing me that his reality is true. And so here I am talking to you on the phone, giving them all the glory, honor, and praise.
And you got it going on. Well, Sheila, it's been a pleasure having you on my show. I want you to get some rest.
Oh, done.
I'm going to finish up the last 15 minutes. But I want my book, and I want it signed. And I'm telling you, girl, this has been a joy to me. This has been a true joy.
Oh, it's been a joy to me, brother. Your joy is contagious, and I love you already, brother.
Oh, we will. We're definitely going to do some things together. It's been a pleasure having you on my show.
We need to come together and do something spectacular, too.
We will.
A concert or a book signing together or something. But let's make it happen.
And that was my Sheila Ray Charles interview. And, man, I enjoyed it. It was powerful. I learned a lot from her. I had a chance to just think about where I'm going with my career. So, again, I appreciate her. And I've had some dynamic interviews with some other very interesting people that believe in one of the most powerful words in the world, encouragement. You know, you've got to be able to encourage others to want to be the best that they could be. We're going to jump to a track by Ray Charles and one of my favorite female singers, Diana Krall. You don't know me. And I have to tell people all the time, you don't know me because you think you know me, but you don't know me. And you got to learn me because you got to know me. Oh, please. Corny.
Me and then you say hello, and I can hardly speak. My heart is beating so, and anyone can tell you think you know me well, but you don't know me now.
No, longs to hold you tight. To you I'm just a friend. That's all I've ever been. No, you don't know me.
I never knew the art of making love, though my heart mixed with love for you. Yeah.
I'm afraid and shy. I let my chance go by. The chance that you might love me too. You give your hand to me and then you say goodbye.
As a lucky guy, I know you'll never know the one who loved you so.
No, you don't know me. But I never knew the art of making love.
The Birth of an Idea, Black History and Diversity, is a new book with a fresh approach created by Don S. McClure. The question, how to make a vision a reality concerning the promotion of diversity and black history. McClure found himself at a loss of understanding. Why would his thoughts become necessary to more than himself? Finding a way for an official ending to the month-long celebration of black history, including diversity, was a significant task in his mind. But with endurance and faith, his idea received the acceptance of 36 U.S. governors in 10 years, including a congressional record from the U.S. Congress.
In addition, the project gained the financial backing of leading corporations in America, Coca-Cola Enterprises, Pepsi Americas, Cummins Recon, Allstate, Trust Bank, First Tennessee Bank, Wendy's, and Cry Likey, ranked number 3 in the nation and the largest real estate company serving markets in Tennessee, Arkansas, Georgia, Mississippi, and Puerto Rico. His new book will allow you to view his vision concerning diversity and Black history and art, architecture, and photography as he traveled for 4 years across the country, capturing some of the most beautiful photographic images while exploring new cities. From the seeds of this adventure, 2 unique events were created displaying his findings, from a 36-day exhibit in Indianapolis, Indiana, in the beautiful Art Garden in the downtown area, to his weekend photographic display inside the world-famous Black Welder Mansion in Chicago on the South Side. How does one measure an idea that's considered deep-seated? By believing that it can be accomplished. The Birth of an Idea, by renowned American author Don S. McClure, is just that.
And that was Vanessa Williams doing Hello, one of my favorite jazz tracks. And, you know, I think I'll sing that at karaoke. You know, I'm always requested to sing a song, and I might do that one. You know, say hello to everybody while I'm there. I might not have seen them since I was a kid. Where do you get these corny jokes from? Anyway, let me play Pure Logic, James, PJ, Spraggins, and Tyrone Jackson. Man, jazz doesn't get any better on Wednesdays than on my show.
Thank you.
did you know we also have an applause button?
Yay!
Tyrone Jackson, Pure Logic, James P.J. Spraggins. Man, I mean, when I'm finding these tracks, I'm like excited. And you know, I'm working on my new book, Vindication. Man, I'm on fire about that book. And I'm working on my other book, The World of Color, featuring my animation character, Crystal Catherine Magic, a.k.a. KK. And, yes, next year, I'm going to have my own TV network, DSM TV, Clown Man. I'm going to show my tutu off. Let me stop. All right, let's jump to a medley by none other than my friend this past. And, you know, I tell people, honor those that you know and that you've met in your travels through life. You know, keep them in that memory bank like you do Whitney Houston and everybody else. You know, don't always bury the people in your mind as if like they're just gone. And then you honor somebody else. You know, I mean, listening to that interview made me think about Sheila in a great way. I'm going to play this melody, Unchain My Heart. And Sheila Bad Man. Let's see. Go to my playboard. What do we have? We have Sheila Red.
Introducing the most exciting new name in today's R&B and gospel, Sheila Ray Charles, daughter of the legendary genius himself, Ray Charles. Sheila Ray Charles is currently thrilling audiences worldwide with her own unique musical style, while at the same time delivering an unparalleled tribute to her late father the way only a daughter can.
Well, they say that absence makes the heart grow fonder, and that tears are only raindrops that make love grow. But Perry, I can never, never, never grow to love you any longer. No, no, no. If I was to grow to be 100 years old.
Let's do it together, Sheila.
When you see me in misery, come on, Perry, say about me, oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Hey, hey. Well, all right. Hey, hey, hey. It's all right. Wow. Georgia, I'm alive. It's as sweet as it's moonlight through the pine. Yeah, Georgia.
Baby crying, brother lay dying, brother still drinking. I was just thinking, ooh-wee-ooh, ooh-wee-ooh, ooh-wee-ooh. Look the way I'm living, in and out of prison, every day. Black and blue, I'm still living blind in the darkness of my mind. I'm all alone trying to leave this all behind. We are love depending on God above. When I'm in trouble and I have no friends, he says he'll be with me until the end. My friends ask me how I know. Cause they told me so. That's why I know. Yes, I know. Hallelujah, I love it so. Oh, now my life is sweeter, as sweet as it can be. And I'll never forget the day when Jesus laid his hands on me. Well, now, since the guiding light I found, since I met
keep you, yeah. You never let me down.
There are none so lost that they can't be found.
See, a funny thing happened to me the other day when I came home a little bit early from work. I found my boyfriend, and he was in the room with another girl. Hurt my feelings, you see. So I got a little bit upset, and I told him a little something like this. Hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back no more, no. No, 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 no more. Hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back no more. He said, what you say? Hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back no more, no. No, 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 no more. Hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back no more. He told me something like this. Oh, baby, you think that I'm mean? Yeah, I'm the meanest darn woman you ever seen. And yes, I did say so. You got to pack your bag and go. That's right, hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more, no. No, 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 no more. Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more. Way. I'm gonna leave you now, yes, you gotta go, and I gotta let you go. I got to pack your bags, I don't want you no more. Hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back no more. Is that what you say? Hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back no more. And don't you come back no more. You know what I told him? He better not come around here. No, I mean that. He better not come around here with those little creepy eyes on him, lipstick on his collar. He better not come around here no more. He better not come back. He better not.
Don't let this opportunity pass you by. You'll want Sheila Ray Charles for your next show or event. Call now for bookings.
Sheila Ray Charles. Man, that was a great woman. And I really enjoyed talking to her. We're going to jump to a track in our last few minutes. Cindy Bradley. You don't know what love is. Michael Ross. So tell all about it. And I like that track. I'm going to say goodnight on a Wednesday. And I hope you enjoyed the Sheila Ray Charles interview. I know it's 60 seconds. Shut up. Anyway, look, I got to get ready to go. But don't forget Michael Ross taking us out of here.
Thank you.